This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The Arkansas legislature yesterday wrapped up a three-day special session with the key item being a reduction of state income taxes. The individual tax rate goes from 5.5% to 4.9%. The top corporate tax rate goes from 5.9% to 5.3%. Joining me to offer some analysis is University of Central Arkansas political science professor, Dr. Heather Yates. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Michael. Glad to join you.
So what was your takeaway from this session? It was quick. Governor Asa Hutchinson essentially got exactly what was on his call.
It was short and to the point, and what's notable about this special session is not so much what the legislature accomplished, but what they did not address, and that was, of course, the teacher pay issue, which was highly visible with teachers K through 12 and pre-K aligning the capital steps to apply pressure to the legislature. So this was, unfortunately, a real missed opportunity because the governor had also expressed or either virtue signaled, you know, the importance of teacher pay. But came to the realization that there was not enough support among the Republican contingency in the legislature to give it a serious go this special session.
And I had asked him about this after his bill signing ceremony on Thursday. He said that while he would have liked to have addressed it, he said he has to work with lawmakers as partners on this, but there wasn't support. Said it makes sense to wait for the results of an adequacy study that's underway. But this comes at a time when a lot of teachers are leaving the profession.
And this is the sticking point that you hit on, is the legislative adequacy study that was initiated in January, and the motivator behind a lot of the resistance that the Republicans didn't want to take it up. And you're exactly right. With the large number of teachers leaving the profession, it makes it incredibly hard for Arkansas to recruit K through 12 teachers within the state and to the state when Arkansas ranks among the bottom in teacher pay and hovers in the lower tier on public education expenses per student in the state. So when I say a missed opportunity, you know, this is also an election cycle. This was an opportunity to also tell teachers that the legislature does care about their livelihood, does care about funding public education, but it's really getting hung up on this technicality of wanting to conclude an adequacy study when by the legislative committee's own calendar, they were taking up the examination of teacher pay as early as April this spring. So they have a task to square the math with teachers going into the fall.
The governor called the tax cuts a historic occasion. He said that during his inaugural address, he prioritized cutting income taxes, and this now goes to the lowest rate in state history since the state income tax was first introduced in 1929. I was struck by the fact that this is coming at the end of the governor's term in office. He was asked if there will be any more special sessions, and he does not think that will happen. So this was likely the last time he will sign anything into law. Any thoughts from you here as Hutchinson nears the end of his time in office?
For the governor wrapping up his tenure in office, this was going to be a bittersweet moment, right? Concluding the special session that he called, it's also a victory lap because he got what he wanted out of the legislative session as well, both the tax cuts, the tax credits, and also the school safety commission recommendations. And so it's an opportunity for him to take that victory lap. He also has his sights set on new career evolution beyond Arkansas, and so this helps set up that legacy. And so I'm sure for him, he had some bittersweet moments that this was his last executive signing of legislation as governor, but he's also got an eye looking forward to the future. And there's a lot of dynamic changing in Arkansas, and this legislative session really captured the shift of dynamics. Because just in addition to Asa Hutchinson leaving, we also have a handful of legislators who are departing the Capitol. And so it was bittersweet. I'm sure for some, they might be happy that they are vacating, but they've got their eyes on the future. So yeah, we are now moving into the next chapter.
And of course, the governor has said he is considering a run for president. This sets him in a good position where if he were to make a run, he could make the case that I was a successful governor in Arkansas.
This most definitely helps prop up his legacy on the classic conservative Republican agenda with tax cuts, and it's how he targeted the tax cuts in the state. This really positions him well to appeal to national donors and really take the victory lap that he left the state with a surplus, the surplus that was able to fund such tax cuts. That's going to play very well for him should he make a national run.
That's Dr. Heather Yates, political science professor at UCA. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.